Now, the nuclear proliferation thing in Foreign Affairs this month, Foster wrote the article. I hope you'll take a chance to look at it. It's on the order of Senator Kennedy's speech, and very much like it. The Gilpatrick statement, report, oral report to us, and so forth, has a good deal of that in it, and those two sources are urging that. On the other hand, I would think that you have some rather grave doubts from some of the people in control of the program of atomic energy, and I believe from the Jackson, and I don't know what Pastore's views will be, but I would think from that group of that committee.
From Pastore, seemed to indicate that he would not be first to put Anderson raised the question to the Gilpatrick report. When you find the opportunity, I think you ought to consider sending it down to the joint committee and let them look at it.
Well, he made an oral report to us in cabinet, just in effect saying that he thought that we ought to agree to give and get them to give, and about what Kennedy said. It was so secret that I didn't even present it to the other members of the Atomic Energy Commission. The chairman didn't think that we ought to, because he thought it would just have to get out, and if it did, it would just cause us great damage in the world before we had a chance to propose anything to anybody. It was a study rather than a hearing, an investigation, and a report. So that's where we have been. Nobody has, we've just referred it to the chairman, what Gilpatrick said for his study, but and his evaluation. And the other members haven't even had it. Now, if we get to, if we prepare it formally in a document, we're going to get into a good deal of leaks, I'm afraid. But that's something that's already done it, you see.
Yeah.
And very confidentially between you and me, and never to go any further. Gilpatrick is not, they shoved him in there right quick to make this study, and I'm sorry. I didn't know him that well. Later I've seen from the FBI that he's leaked very high secret documents, as he did in this instance. In this instance, to Joe Alsop and people like that. His FBI record's not a good one, although he had the top position in defense. I don't want that mention anybody but you, but that's one reason I'm skittish about it.
But obviously, he has.
But obviously, talking. Most of this is talk. Okay, I just wanted to get your feel, what you got coming this week in the Senate.
Well, we've got a vote on the first of the health bills with the long amendment attached to it at 1 o'clock on Monday. I understand, this is indirectly, that Long has stated, I wouldn't bet on it, that if he fails in this first one, he won't attach the two other health bills out of the Hill's committee. Hope that's true. Then follow with military construction. I think of some other bills. We're in a little squabble. I asked Humphrey and Secretary Connors of Commerce to come up yesterday to speak with some of the folks, including Javits, on this Israeli amendment. And if we can't work out something, may well be that we won't take up the export control bill at all. Let it die and let these people who are so hell-bent that they are on getting this Israeli amendment to take the blame for opening up trade with China and other places. Larry O'Brien was in on this. He can give you a more complete rundown because I was called out once or twice to the floor. Doug McGarthy was up here in the State Department. And Ed Muskie, who was going to handle the bill if we brought it up, probably will be handled now by Sparkman or Robertson next week. This expires Wednesday. So we're just trying to keep the pressure on and get Javits and his group to give us some ironclad guarantees as to a compromise, which would be satisfactory. And if so, we'll pass it. If not, we'll consider seriously not to think about it.
Now, if it's not passed, what do they do? What blame do they get?
Well, then it means that the
Israeli group
boycotts against Cuba, Red China, and all those other countries are lifted, and our people are free to trade wherever they want.
Okay.
And we're going to lay down the Medicare bill as the pending business before we go out over the 4th of July.
You're going out
as soon as we come back.
Go out Thursday and come back Tuesday?
Yes, sir.
You see any reason why I ought to come up this week?
No, sir. You gotta stay down and rest.
I may do that. I'm pretty tired.
Yes, you should be.
Okay, Mike. Thank you a lot.
Bye, Mr. President.